In accepting the Best Picture Oscar, Guillermo del Toro used the opportunity to encourage the next generation of filmmakers to embrace fantasy and drama to tell important stories.
I'm very, very proud. I want to dedicate this to every young filmmaker, the youth that is showing us how things are done. Really, they are in every country in the world. And I was a kid enamored with movies, and growing up in Mexico, I thought this could never happen. It happens. And I want to tell you, everyone that is dreaming of a parable, of using genre fantasy to tell the stories about the things that are real in the world today, you can do it. This is a door. Kick it open and come in. Thank you very much.
But the moment likely to get the most attention belonged to winning actress Frances McDormand. She encouraged all female nominees in the theatre to stand with her to make a statement about inclusion and diversity.
Okay, look around, everybody. Look around, ladies and gentlemen, because we all have stories to tell and projects we need financed. Don't talk to us about it at the parties tonight. Invite us into your office in a couple days, or you can come to ours, whichever suits you best, and we'll tell you all about them. I have two words to leave with you tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Inclusion Rider.
McDormand had just won the Oscar for her role in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri, about a woman who rents three billboards to draw attention to her daughter's unsolved murder. The Best Actress winner elaborated on the meaning of inclusion rider in a backstage interview.
You can ask for and or demand at least 50% diversity in not only the casting, but also the crew. And so the fact that I just learned that after 35 years of being in the film business, we're not going back.
The night was full of statements about inclusion. And host Jimmy Kimmel addressed Hollywood's ongoing sexual harassment scandal.
We can't let bad behavior slide anymore. The world is watching us. We need to set an example. And the truth is, if we are successful here, if we can work together to stop sexual harassment in the workplace, if we can do that, women will only have to deal with harassment all the time at every other place they go. Over the course of this evening, I hope you will listen to many brave and outspoken supporters of movements like Me Too and Time's Up and Never Again, because what they're doing is important. Things are changing for the better. They're making sure of that.
Sam Rockwell collected the Oscar for Best Supporting Actor for his portrayal of an angry racist police officer in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. He thanked his parents and recalled a moment at school.
When I was 8 years old, I was called into the principal's office, and my father was looking very solemn, and he said, "We got to go. It's Grandma." And we got in the car, and I said, "What's wrong with Grandma?" And he said, "Nothing. We're going to the movies." My mom and dad's love of movies became my love of movies, so thank you for that, Mom and Dad. I love you.
Gary Oldman won Best Actor for playing Winston Churchill in The Darkest Hour. He took the time to thank his elderly mother.
I would like to thank my mother, who is older than the Oscar. She is 99 years young, next birthday. And she is watching the ceremony from the comfort of her sofa. I say to my mother, thank you for your love and support. Put the kettle on. I'm bringing Oscar home.
Best Supporting Actress went to Allison Janney, who played the role of Tonya Harding's mother in I, Tonya.
So what do you want, money?
God, no. I just wanted to see you.
You're a taker. Every cent I made went to your skating and you took it. What do you want?
And Australian film editor Lee Smith won an Oscar for his editing in the World War II epic Dunkirk.
And the Oscar goes to Dunkirk, Lee Smith.
Dunkirk was truly the most amazing film, and I'm very fortunate to have worked on it.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.